Another ordinance that is credited to the church that is of Jewish origin is communion, or what many refer to as the Lord's Supper. We first read of the bread and wine in relation to a meal back in Genesis chapter 14 and verse 18. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was Kohen of El Elyon, God Most High. It is here that Melchizedek, as king and priest of Salem, brings out bread and wine to Abram. This is the first recorded meal involving bread and wine. It appears to be something special, because as priest, Melchizedek offers a bracha, or a blessing, to both Abram and Adonai. He is doing, in essence, what is known today as Kiddush. A tradition for coming into the Sabbath is to recite Kiddush, which means sanctification, or to be set apart. We set apart the Sabbath meal because we are instructed in Torah to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy. That is to set it apart from all other days. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8, remember the day, Shabbat, to set it apart for God. By saying a blessing over the wine or grape juice, and then over the bread, we are making a distinction between the Sabbath and the first meal of the Sabbath in relation to all other meals. Kiddush is also recited over the wine and bread during the Moedim, or festival, meals. During the Passover, the inclusion of bread and wine are incorporated as part of the meal and offer a distinction over other meals, with the inclusion of one additional bread and two additional cups of wine or grape juice. Likewise, during his last Passover Seder meal, Yeshua would recite a bracha over the wine and the bread. Luke chapter 22 and verses 19 and 20. Also taking a piece of matzah, he made a bracha, broke it, gave it to them and said, "This is my body which is being given for you. Do this in memory of me." He did the same with the cup after the meal, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant, ratified by my blood, which is being poured out for you." More on this next time. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address, so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.